All right, episode 57. We're back, and we're back with our special guest. Rachel's back as well. Say hello, Rachel.
Hello.
All right, so Rachel popped over, and I said, hey, let's do a quick pod real quick, right? And the backstory here is that we have a pretty big library, I'd say, of books here in the office, right? Because we've been doing this a number of years, and sort of started this, I don't want to say pre-internet, but sort of spanning two eras, right, where we used to, you know, buy a lot of books, a lot of design books, a lot of anthologies, a lot of annuals, a lot of best of this and that, you know. Print magazine was rocking back in the day and things like that, right?
Right.
And over the years, we have compartmentalized the books that I have acquired, the books that you have acquired, and the books that we have acquired over here at the office, right? We had too many design books at the house, right?
Right.
And so there's a book here called Logo Design Love, A Guide to Creating Iconic Brand Identities from David Airy, right? And this is a book that evidently you used to use to teach from. Is that a correct statement?
Correct.
Okay, right. And
David Airy is a really nice guy. I reached out to him to tell him I was using it for one of my courses.
And
really? I think he sent me a digital copy of another edition.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So for whatever reason, must have been starting a project or whatever has happened, grab this book off the shelf and boom, lo and behold, I'm about to embarrass you. That's what's about to happen. Lo and behold, what fell out of this book but a lovely card, okay, which is dated from the winter of 2010, okay? So 13 years old. I'm going to read this card to you and then I'm going to ask you to react. How about that? Sound good?
Can't wait.
What's about to happen? I can see the nerves. All right. Dear Rachel, and this ties into what I think what we should talk about today, which I think is interesting.
Okay.
Right? So, dear Rachel, thank you for being an incredible resource of information and such an inspirational teacher! Exclamation point. Yeah. I hope to always continue to explore and push my boundaries and look forward to our paths crossing after graduation. Respectfully yours, and I'll leave the student out, right?
Oh.
But what a fantastic little note here, right? I mean, it's great that you tucked this into a book only to be I'm handing it to you right now. Only to be found 13 years later, right?
Well, it's wild. Something I remember about this student was, so in 2009, you and I went to Memphis for the AIGA conference.
Okay.
And these sappy note cards were a sappy giveaway. So I wrote many a note on these.
Yeah.
And
now,
my student was there also. I remember seeing her a bit. I believe she was volunteering.
Yeah.
So
what a great note, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, and she had beautiful handwriting.
I know. What's so funny is the handwriting is all lovely, beautiful cursive, and I'm sitting here thinking our children probably wouldn't be able to read that because they aren't taught cursive anymore, right?
Yeah.
Which ties into today's topic, I think, which is teaching, right? Our teaching, potentially our teaching experiences and why we got into teaching, right? So having a note like this, which is great, kudos, round of applause, you know? Such an inspirational teacher. I, of course, have known this for years, right?
Thank you.
But I guess putting you on the spot, like the concept of teaching and you know, like why did you get into teaching in the first, or what made you want to get into teaching, I guess, you know?
And by teaching, you mean teaching graphic design.
Correct. Yeah, teaching graphic design at a graduate level, right?
Right.
At a college level.
Yeah, at the university.
So, yeah.
It's
long,
crazy.
Dramatic pause.
That is a long, dramatic pause.
Well, it's kind of an intense question, you know?
What I've told people, so this must be true.
Uh-oh.
God, do I always talk about my parents on this podcast?
Oh, God.
My dad.
Shout out Kathy and John.
Kathy and John.
Yeah.
My dad was an executive for Xerox.
Yeah.
And one of the things, and so he had an MBA and other degrees, and he went and did what he considered giving back, which was he taught the MBA program or courses for the MBA program at the University of Connecticut nights after he worked at Xerox all day. Not every night or anything, but, you know, once or twice a week.
Yeah, he was like an adjunct professor.
He was. Right?
Yeah.
And I was little. I mean, but he did it up until we were in college. I think maybe he taught more once we were in college because he was retired then. And I just thought that was really neat. And I liked how he spoke about that working professionals could really help students learn the real deal.
Sure.
And so I had been working in a churn and burn space for a long time, and I always wanted to go to grad school. So the reason, one of the only reasons to go to grad school in design, yes, you further your education, but it is so that you are accredited to teach at a university level.
For sure, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. So that was my goal. And so I felt like it was a way to give back to people who had given to me.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah. What a great answer.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Are you going to ask me the same question? Because I taught too.
Yes. and guess what? Guess who taught before me? You did.
Did I actually, did I start that before?
Yes. So. When early days of, when we were married before we had kids, you started. And
that's
then
right.
I feel like oldest was born, we were in the hospital, and you had to go teach like that night or the next night.
Okay.
I don't know if you called it in or you went, but so will you tell everybody your teaching experience? Because it's very different from mine.
Yeah.
But if people are looking to become design or advertising professionals who don't necessarily need a grad school degree, the way you taught is a really, it's kind of a cool process.
Yeah, Rob and I have had we've briefly mentioned this on previous pods, I think, because he taught as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I taught, I would consider it just, I mean, I don't know that I was a teacher per se or professor or whatnot, but I did teach an adjunct advertising class at the Creative Circus, which is a 2-year certificate program degree at the time.
Right.
Here in Atlanta. Right. Creative Circus, they did like graphic design, a lot of advertising stuff. So you could be copywriter, art director, things like that. I believe they also had a photography program, things like that.
Yes. Illustration too.
Illustration, yeah. So a small, I'm going to call it a portfolio finishing school. There, most of their clientele or their students there at that time were students that had gone to larger universities. Oh, I went to the University of Alabama, or I went to Tennessee, or I went to Georgia, or what, you know. And they got that nebulous degree in advertising.
Right.
But didn't really go to like a design concentration school where they come out with like, oh, I'm a graphic designer. You know, it's like a little bit of account service, a little bit of media planning, a little bit of statistics, a little, you know, it's sort of learning what the industry provides, but not specialties or specifics in the industry itself, right?
Right.
So I taught an advertising teams class, right, which is concepting, like a concepting one, I think is what it might have been called. I'm probably bungling that. But it was the first time aspiring art directors and aspiring copywriters would get together in teams,
right,
and come up with ideas. So I would come in and sort of assign them a project. You know, I'd say, you know, hey, I'd write a brief, very, very loose brief, and say, hey, you know, here's the assignment, you know, company X is trying to sell more Y or whatever, you know, or, you know, either trying to, you know, very clear call to action sort of direction things. And then, you know, it's just once a week, get together and hey, it's kind of teaching how to train your brain to come up with big ideas, right? And how to develop strategies and how to develop what will eventually end up being ads, and things like that. And I think I did that for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And I definitely did not do it for the financial payout. I definitely did it for the love and for the fun of it. You
right,
know?
Right.
And I think we had both been working in the industry for a number of years. And I don't know that I think I started it because I wanted to sort of get out of my comfort zone. And I wanted a little bit of a shock to the system for me. Because it was, hey, sometimes working in an agency when you're working for others, you know, you're working on the same account. I don't want to say you get on a rut. So I'm not being negative about it, you know. But there's a lot of sort of consistency.
Right. And you you are in a bubble where you're working. And similar to you and Rob's origin story, like you see where you're working, what you wouldn't do. So maybe you can teach that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, that school had a team of full-time professors that taught all the core stuff. And then there was a whole nother team of people just like me, outside working professionals, that would come in and kind of, you know, tell it like it is, right?
Right.
Hey, this wouldn't work or this, you know.
Right.
But, you know, it was great. I mean, I very much enjoyed it. It was super fun. Every class was unique and different. You know, it's I joked, it's always like improv comedy. It's kind of what the crowd brings to the show is how good tonight's performance is going to be. Right.
I couldn't agree more in any teaching any class. Yes.
Yeah. And you know, you learn a lot about how to bring down the hammer, but don't bring down the hammer, how to come on strong and back off, you know what I mean? And how to sort of deal with, you know, common sense and the lack of common sense with the, you know, so it's, you know, I think it was a great thing to do to help me feel a little bit more comfortable leading teams, right? But then also, you know, talking to clients and just sort of being able to sort of think a little bit quicker on the feet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think I used to get a lot of enjoyment out of, I think I probably got as much from them as they got from me. So, I mean, I'd share as much as I could, obviously, about everything. But I love sort of that going back to basics of not worrying about budgets, not worrying about what can or cannot be done, just the ideas from students that don't really get it, that naive in such a great way.
Yes.
You know?
It's and utopia.
Then, yeah. And then trying to help them shape and mold those things, you know, into what could become possibilities, you know? And I've said this on a previous podcast probably two or three times, you know, but I used to tell them, hey, don't worry about polishing or finishing. It's all about idea generation. Mm-hmm, a great idea is a great idea, whether it's, you know, this amazing, you know, $50,000 photo shoot or whether it's a cocktail napkin, you know,
like,
you know, hold on to the great idea. You're learning the skills to execute, right? But, you know, it's never too early to generate great ideas that can make it into your portfolio, right? And sort of, and then also like explaining to them how to build your portfolio for the type of job that you want, things like that, right?
Right.
So it was super fun. But then as things go and as we had more kids and as, you know, business and things changed, you know, it was like, all right, it's time for me to, you know, the last class that I taught, I knew that it was going to be the last class I taught, you know, which I, you know, maybe if you have a little bit of guilt about, but because I was not phoning it in, but not giving it as much as I probably should have, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know about what was your last class like? Did you know? Because you knew your last class was your last class, right?
Right. I resigned.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember what I was teaching. I believe I was teaching corporate identity, which is a class I always really enjoyed teaching.
You taught corporate identity. What else did you teach? Didn't you teach type? A lot of typography.
Right. I taught type one, type two. Okay.
You taught everything.
Right. When I first came into teaching, they assigned me the portfolio class because at the time they saw me as somebody who was coming right out of the industry, but also had like a whole wealth of education and connections and things like that to, since I had come out of grad school.
Yeah.
And I did, I absolutely did.
Sure.
You know, I was the young one.
Sure.
So I remember teaching portfolio, and when you teach portfolio, often you know, teach them about writing their resume and creating their own personal brand as well.
Sure.
And so I taught typography, portfolio. One of the last courses I taught was Photoshop.
Mm. Interesting.
And that was, I'm not a photographer, so.
Did you have Lewis Baker for your Photoshop class in college? Do you remember?
I think so. And I believe I remember something called Classroom in a Book.
Yeah. Adobe Classroom in a Book.
I think I can see.
All right, I interrupted you.
No, that's funny. Because on a previous podcast, we were talking about learning on Amigas, and I had Lewis Baker for that, too.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
He's a super nice guy. I wonder if I should look him up.
I think he's still down there.
I think wouldn't he's still you be?
It. Yeah, for sure. All right. So you taught everything from basically foundational beginning work, type one, type, you know, all the way through the end of the line, which is portfolio. So,
right.
So your last class, though, because I interrupted you.
Yeah. I believe it was corporate identity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
And at the time, I had gone down to part-time, so I think I was just teaching one class and would do office hours. And that was nice. I mean, listen, something that I love about teaching for the most part, my students were younger than me. I had a few more mature students, but I got a lot of energy from them.
Yeah,
you know, and what would be wild was when I taught night classes and would get home at 11 p.m.
Whoa, that late?
Yeah, because the class ended at like 10:30.
Oh, my God, that's late.
Yeah, and so I'd get home from that at 11, and I'd be so wired.
Yeah.
Because they gave me a lot of energy. And
but also you're on. Like the light switch is on.
There's a bit of a performance in it often.
Absolutely.
And a song and a dance. You know, and preparation. There's not anything, there's very few things I did not like about teaching. I absolutely miss it for sure.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's funny. I was going to ask if you do miss it or not.
Yeah.
I don't miss it. I'm not going to lie. I don't miss it. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was a fun chapter of my career.
Right.
I feel like the teaching that I do now is taught here in the office.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
With all of our employees and by proxy, anybody that comes in. Right. Here,
well, do you remember when we did the podcast about podcasts?
It was a while ago.
Vaguely,
but yeah.
And I talked about podcasts being a really good teaching tool. So yeah. maybe that's why I like to come in and bend your ear.
Yeah.
Or you like me to come in and bend your ear.
Sure. Any funny anecdotes or things that come right to mind because again, I kind of sprung this one on you reading this note, right? So.
Well, twofold. Yeah. So on the positive side, on the positive side, I have been able to keep in touch with students. I'm going to look the one up who wrote me this.
Yeah, that's awesome. You should take that home. You should take a picture.
Find her. She was lovely. She was a great student. Mm-hmm. I kept in touch with a number of students. And and they still, I got a text a few weeks ago.
It's awesome.
I thought about you when I was presenting such and such. And,
cool.
And you drove this home. And I've also had students who were really rough on me, because I was strict about a lot of design rules, and I kept saying you have to
learn the rules.
You have to learn to walk
before
you can run. Yeah, you have to learn the rules before you can break.
Kids these days, all they want to do is come out running. Right.
So, and let me tell you all something.
Mm.
I was not a good undergraduate student myself.
Really?
So the fact that I went back and taught it.
Yeah.
I did not take full advantage of my undergraduate degree.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
But that's why it was cool to go back to...
Yeah, to grad school.
Luckily, I was able to still get a job, but...
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that's one of the bonuses is seeing my students, seeing what they're doing now.
Yeah.
I mean, I have some... what they get to work on is blowing my mind. And I would like to go maybe work for some of them sometime. And
it's funny you say that. I mean, not every single quarter or every single class, but I used to joke... The goal here is for you guys to get out of here and get better jobs than I have.
Exactly.
Like if you take advantage of the circumstances that you're in.
Right.
Like that school was a great finishing school that will propel you, to get to where you want to go. If you take advantage,
Yeah.
And, to a certain extent, this is a trade school and you have to put in the work. You have to literally put in the hours. There's no rolling out of bed, getting an A on the math test and going back to it. Like it is a... lather, rinse, repeat kind of business, I think.
Right.
So.
On an anecdotal note, do you want to tell, people used to make a note about your last name?
I don't remember that.
No.
Do you want to tell the story? Well, because last name is Mock, so everyone would mock. I mean, I've heard every single Mock joke there
right.
is.
Right. It was like you burned the guy the first day and then he ended up being one of your best students. He said, I don't want to mock you.
Something like that.
There's
always a Weisenheimer, every other quarter there's the practical jokester who's an aspiring copywriter who wants to come in strong and stake their claim in the classroom. And it was like, if you're going to go mano a mano here, you're going to lose,
Right.
So yeah, there was one, I think, I don't remember the whole story, but it was, yeah, there was a guy that came in and made fun of my name, and I immediately shut him down in front of everyone and ridiculed him in regards to not being original. And I have heard every single joke that there can be, But I think, as I mentioned earlier, I found it very interesting teaching that you can't come in super soft and then toughen up. You have to go the opposite way. You have to be a little tough at the beginning, And it made sense because hey, here's the syllabus we got to go through. These are the reasons why this is and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So, there's definitely some fun stories along the way, but I think really more related to whatever those assignments might have been. So
let me ask you one more question.
Yeah, hit me.
Is there a teacher or a professor you had that inspired you to become
totally, and you know the answer to this.
Is it Bern?
Yeah, it's totally Bern.
Shout out to Bernard.
Bernard Kniff. I had him for three different classes in college, and then we definitely kept a relationship post college and whatnot, and have stayed in touch. And he invited me to Iowa. That's when I went the entire Iowa.
That's right.
Iowa State Graphic Design Council and went and audited them and do all stuff. And I always joke with him. Everyone's like, hey, we got to go do a college. We got to do a tour. We need to do a speaking thing. We need to go to some college and do You know, like he's the teacher, I'm the student, even though now we're older and whatever, you know?
So, when Mock the Podcast goes on tour, he can be, you know.
I'll have to dial him in and figure out him as a special guest.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think he was a very, he was a great teacher. He was a great teacher that I learned a lot from. Yeah. And I think it's a lot of the in-between the margins teaching, which I think was very valuable for him. And even to this day, I think a vast majority of his students do appreciate his approach to teaching graphic design.
Right. You know?
And God love him. He's a graphic designer through and through.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean,
he's a working designer still, and he teaches.
Yeah, he has a fundamental appreciation for all things design, which I love, you know.
I never had a course with him.
I never
had him as a teacher.
Oh, God. I couldn't. I think I had history graphic design with him. And I couldn't remember the other ones. I know I did have him for three classes. Okay. So I had, you know, the follow-up would be Fatih, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
I did love Fatih. For me, Fatih Bakush, who's a teacher at SCAD still to this day.
Yeah.
He has the dubious distinction in my career of giving me the only B in my entire college course. He gave me a B in techniques of graphic design.
Did he give you a B or did you earn a B?
I earned the B. I earned the B. Yeah, how about that? Yeah, well said, teacher. Well said, teach. So, all right. Any other things to wrap us up? I think we've babbled on enough.
No, those who can't teach.
Oh no.
And those who can't teach, teach gym.
Yeah, that's the famous Jack Black School of Rock. Those that can't do teach, and those that can't teach teach gym. You know. So, all right, everybody. Well, hey, you can find us online at mocktheagency.com, on the socials at mocktheagency. Drop us a line, and look forward to hearing from you. All right, thanks, everybody.